A reading from the book of Numbers. When Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of a man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel. They are like gardens beside a stream, like the cedars planted by the Lord. His wells shall yield free-flowing waters. He shall have the sea within reach. His king shall rise higher, and his royalty shall be exalted. Balaam again gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured with eyes unveiled. I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had entered the temple precincts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and elders of the people came up to him and said, "On what authority are you doing these things? Who has given you this power?" Jesus answered, "I too will ask a question. If you answer it for me, then I will tell you on what authority I do the things I do. What was the origin of John's baptism? Was it divine or merely human?" They thought to themselves, "If we say divine, he will ask us, then why do you not put faith in it? What if we say merely human, we shall have reason to fear the people who all regard John as a prophet." So their answer to Jesus was, "We do not know." He said in turn, "Then neither will I tell you on what authority I do the things I do." The Gospel of the Lord. Balaam is an enigmatic character in the Bible. He's spoken of in both the Old and New Testament, generally in negative terms. In the New Testament, 2 Peter refers to him as dishonest and rebuked by an ass because his willingness to go out to prophesy against Israel in turn for payment. He is rebuked in the letter of Jude for taking payment for prophecy. And Book of Revelation cites an Old Testament source that says that Balaam advised Balak to lead the sons of Israel into sin by encouraging intermarriage. The Book of Joshua in the Old Testament relates that Balaam was killed by the Israelite people as they took over the region east of the Jordan. And Joshua also tells us that Balaam was forced by God to bless Israel. But in the original story, which we hear from this morning from the book of Numbers, Balaam appears as, although a pagan, one who speaks directly with God and who says only what God tells him to say. God tells Balaam only to bless Israel, and that in spite of Balak's repeated requests, is what he does. The Gospel today raises the question, on what authority does Jesus speak? And Jesus counters with another question about the authority of John the Baptist. Do they think that he's a true prophet? The Jews refuse to answer because they're afraid that if they malign the authority of John the Baptist, the people will rise against them. And so Jesus refuses to answer the question about where his own authority comes from. I think the church puts these two readings together because it is Balaam who gives us the answer to the question the Jewish people put to Jesus. Where does authority come from? It comes from obedience to God's will. And Balaam, whatever else we might say about him, obeyed God. He spoke only what God told him to do. And so his words of prophecy are cited, yes, even in today's Mass, as pointing forward to the coming of the great King of Israel, whom the world was awaiting then, and whose return we still await. Where does any authority we come from arise from? From the same place that Jesus' authority came from, his ultimate authority was his resurrection, a testimony that God asserted through Jesus what God wants to say in his own time, in our time, to the world today. Advent is a time for preparing ourselves to bear witness. A witness that can be believed only when people see in our lives that we, like Balaam, and of course, especially like Jesus, are attentive to and obedient to the word and the will of God.